Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and today we are talking about astrology and energies of October, already the 10th month of the year. And in October, we have some softer energies, if you will. September is a powerhouse month, and then we get a bit of a coming down break in October. So I'm going to share insights about that so that you can plan your month accordingly and know the energies that are here to support you, because that is one of the beautiful things about this time, is that whatever we are experiencing on some level, it's always supporting us. It's always helping us with exactly what we need. And astrology is such a great tool for understanding how to make the most of the energies. Now, we've been doing this program for over 3 years, 3.5 years now, and I am on an official hiatus because I just had my first child. So this program is available to you now, and that's also why there's some delays between other shows, because I am taking care of a newborn. So the program will be back later on in the fall-winter. Not quite sure exactly yet, because I don't want to have any expectations. I just want to go with what is best for the baby and best for my time. But that's just a basic heads up here about why the program hasn't been weekly as it typically has been. A few other announcements. I currently have 8 published books, and the latest one is called The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, and it is the 3rd book in the Awakening Consciousness series. It is the culmination of the 3 books, and if you have a chance or if you're looking for a book to snuggle up with, this one is really different, and it has a lot of messages in it. Now, it's interesting because this book was written in a channeled way, in that it has 6 unique stories, and the characters of these stories essentially visited me to tell me their story, and it was incredible to receive this wisdom. I feel like the characters in the book are some really amazing teachers for all of us. So if you're moving through some tough energies right now, or if you're looking for peace, healing, compassion, forgiveness, the characters in this book provide that, and it's an honor to have worked with them, to have heard their stories, to have written them down, and to share them with you. So I just want to make that known, because it's a, like I said, it's a different kind of book, but it's really, it was really powerful. I was writing some of these stories, and I was just feeling the energy so intensely as the messages were coming through, as these characters were coming through. And, you know, there's sometimes when I had tears, I was laughing, I was like, this is amazing. It's just an incredible time to be really connected in a spiritual sense, and to be, you know, connecting with our healing themes right now. And that's really what this book offers, is it talks about our soul imprints and the imprints of energies that we're working through and how to powerfully and effectively move through those energies. So I just want to call that out because that's actually one of the themes here in October. So let's get into the month ahead, the month of October, and what is coming up strong and what we are working with. Now, the month starts with Mercury retrograde still. Mercury retrograde began in September 18th, in Libra. Now in October, we have the Sun in Libra, and we have Mercury in Libra. And this brings a focus to relationships, partnerships, give and take, how we share ourselves in relationships, how we communicate, how we listen, and what we say. And that's important because with Mercury being retrograde in Libra, we are invited to do more listening, contemplation, thinking before we speak, to really see how we're contributing to relationships and really sharing ourselves authentically and from an honest place, how we're honoring our needs. The energy of Libra loves relationships, loves to be with others, loves partnerships, loves to operate in those partnerships. But we have to be mindful of how we are giving and taking, how we are listening to our needs and listening to our partner's needs. And sometimes this comes out of balance. So throughout October, one of the themes here is making sure that you're coming back into balance with your needs and how you're honoring them. Now, this can be in marriage, in a serious relationship, in a business partnership. You know, we can forget here that the business partnerships we have, those collaborations, you know, we need to be truthful in what our needs are and what our values are, and making sure that we're bringing ourselves to the table and that we are collaborating with people who are seeing us and hearing us for who we are as we bring ourselves to the table. So throughout October, you may get some messages here and some check-in opportunities around relationships and partnerships. The month of October is when the Sun is in Libra, and then the Sun moves into Scorpio on the 24th of October. And Libra and Scorpio are both relationship signs, both partnership signs. Libra is our dating. We're dating, we're talking, we're getting to know someone, we're socializing, we're going out, we're having beautiful dinners, we're enjoying ourselves, we're being charming, you know, it's saying all the right things. But then when the Sun moves into Scorpio, that connection needs to go deeper to see the authenticity of it, to see the truth in it. Is this someone you want to get to know better? Is this someone that you really know? How well do you know them? Who are they? What's in their psyche? Scorpio wants to be more intimate. So we move through this month. It starts with, I would say, a little bit more of a lightness, and then we dig in deeper into ourselves, into other people, to see what's underneath the surface. And with Mercury retrograde until the 10th, it could be extra quiet in some ways as the month gets started. So we have Mercury retrograde in Libra until the 10th. So this is watching what we say in relationships. Maybe it's saying, I'll get back to you to have that conversation. Maybe it's finally having a conversation that needed to happen. It's really about how we're communicating with others. And the Mercury in Libra is subjective. Excuse me, objective. The other one. It's objective. It considers both sides. It considers what is best. It's intellectual, cerebral, mental, not emotional. you know, it's contemplative. And let's think of these ideas. Let's generate some new ideas. Let's talk about this. It's diplomacy. And so it could be that for the first 10 days of the month, that's what feels best. And then later on, after the 11th, you make some decisions and things become clearer. Now, also as the month gets started, we have Uranus retrograde. We have Chiron retrograde. We have Neptune retrograde. So the additional three planets that are retrograde are also reinforcing this theme of, let me sit with this. It's a time to not be as impulsive. It's a sense of, okay, let me reflect here a little bit. And then we're going to have a really, I'm going to call it jazzy, a really jazzy and dynamic new moon on October 12th. So this is important because it's the first time we have Mercury going direct now, and then we have the sun and the moon opposing Uranus in Aries. And this is a bam energy. It's like, okay, now we get moving. Now things become clearer. We have these breakthroughs. We have this forward motion. It's the sun and moon in Libra opposing Uranus in Aries. And, you know, there's also a cautionary energy here around the middle of the month. So this new moon is exact on October 12th. But I would even advise, you know, a week or so in advance, be very careful, because what can happen is that when Uranus comes into the picture, Uranus will break things up. It will throw the baby out and the bathwater and the bathtub. It'll throw everything out and say, okay, we're starting fresh here. Uranus is dynamic. It's breakthroughs. It's showing you new information. It's change. It's a really strong energy, and this can show up as things breaking, as in breaking a bone, breaking a part of your body because the energy is so strong and it's not consciously being worked with. So be aware of your physical self. Be aware of your body. Go a little bit slower the middle of this month if you can, because you don't want to break anything as a way to get your attention about something. It can be breakdowns, you know, it can be a realization of this relationship isn't working for me anymore. And that relationship breaks down, or there's a breakthrough in the understanding of what you're learning. Again, this is dynamic energy. Things change here. And this opposition between the sun, the moon, and Uranus, it only happens once a year. So it's one of the biggest energies of the month. And it's showing you where you're ready to move forward, where you're ready to do something new and fresh. Uranus is a powerful energy. It's meant to bring you a freedom, a release, a new understanding. But you want to be consciously aware of that and consciously working with it so that you don't have to break a bone or break anything for that matter, to have that higher awareness. Uranus is associated with cosmic intelligence, revolutionary ideas, innovation. And this energy has been quite strong in the past 3 years. So in October, you could have some realizations, you know, maybe some things that were back of mind become front of mind. And you are willing to say yes, and you want to go for it. And you, there's a part of you that is, you know, feeling like, okay, maybe now is the time. So keep that in mind with the new moon on October 12th, that it's quite dynamic. It's quite big. And again, it's meant to show you something here so that you can make some choices that are best for you. Also this month, we have Saturn in Sagittarius. He's back in Sag again. He took a dip back into Scorpio for most of the summer. And he's finally back in Sagittarius, where he's going to stay for the next, about 2 years or so into 2017. And Sagittarius has been in, Saturn has been in Sagittarius earlier this year, and it was showing you new parts of a vision, new parts of your, of where you can find inspiration, a bigger picture, a wider horizon. It's typically what Sagittarius is all about, okay? It's about going beyond a bounds, going bigger, going broader, expanding. But with Saturn coming in to this energy, we get real. We have to consolidate in some manner. We have to make some choices and really figure out, what is my next vision? What do I believe in now? And Saturn's a serious guy. He's not fluffy and frothy and you know, all about things that are hypothetical. He's a bare bones, we're getting down to brass tacks. We're going to make it real. So what do you believe in right now? What is the best vision for your life, and can you commit to building it? Saturn in Sagittarius is interesting because Saturn, again, it wants to constrict things and make it real and make it physical in some manner. And Sagittarius is all about, well, I want to, you know, chase the next dream. I'm an adventurer. I'm an explorer. I want to talk philosophy. It's the eternal student. And so with this combination here, we're really getting serious about where we put our beliefs, how we are trusting ourselves, how we are showing up in the world. It brings into matters, it brings into focus matters of higher education, law and order and legal consequences. It brings religion and religious beliefs and religious differences. How are we going to handle this? How are we going to, you know, be responsible adults when we have very different views? Sagittarius loves the bigger picture things. That's why it loves philosophy. It loves different cultures. It loves internationalism, globalism. Here we all are on this globe together. Are we taking care of each other? Are we being responsible? How are we really, you know, honoring one another for our differences? Saturn is going to bring all this to the forefront over the next few years. And he's only at one degree through 3 degrees in October. He's revisiting territory he's been in before. He's coming back around. So wherever 1 to 3 degrees of Sagittarius is in your chart is where he's helping you solidify this new part of your life. And it's probably something that maybe got started and then left. You got a sneak peek of it. You got an idea around it. You got a flash of something and you started on it, and then maybe it felt like the energy left. Well, now it's coming back, and now it's real, and now this is the ground that you build on. Now it's go time. So we're going to be working with this Saturn and Sag energy, and it's going to be really important that we stay open to one another, because Sagittarius can be righteous. It can be a know-it-all, truthfully. If someone is out of balance with their Sagittarius energy, you can't tell them anything because they know everything. They know everything already. It's the sense of, I'm above it all. I know all the information. I have all the answers. And you think about that and you apply it to, say, different religious teachings, right? Well, how does that really work for humanity? Is that really the energy we need right now, or do we need to stay open to each other and to the many beliefs that are out there and the many understandings, and to be more accepting? So we're going to have some lessons with that. It'll be interesting to see over the next few years how higher education changes. Schools shutting down, universities making tough choices. What is higher education these days? How relevant is a degree in today's global marketplace? We're going to have those questions to look at. We're going to be looking at legal issues and our law, individual justice systems, and how effective they are. We're going to be looking at different cultures, different ways of connecting with people. The world is going to feel like a smaller place. So this is going to be our new area, our new lessons, our new areas of growth here is everything that connects with Saturn in Sagittarius. So I'll talk about that more, of course, in the next few years, but that's what really kind of gets more of a foundation here in October. Now, last month I mentioned how there's many planets in the mutable signs at this time. The mutable signs are Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, and Gemini. And the mutable signs are all about change, adapting, flexibility. Let's mix it up. Let's do what we got to do to get things done, to solve problems, to improve. The mutable signs are really important for us to survive, essentially. We have to change with the seasons. We have to change to our daily needs. We have to make improvements in order to keep going and to make the best of our lives. And this energy is going to be strong here throughout the rest of this year. These themes of what can be improved, what needs to be changed, what's the new priority right now? And so October is going to bring you more of those insights. It's interesting to look maybe at the next 6 months, and I would, if I had to say the next 6 months until the spring, give you a theme, it's understanding that life is very dynamic for the next 6 months. It's changing. It could feel like you're trying to hold water in your hand. Okay, it's going to have a shifting sense to it. If you deal with change well, no problem. If you're a multitasker, you've got this. But if change is hard for you, or if you're really trying to hold on and grasp something that is meant to evolve, this could be harder. So I want to give you that heads up, because it's really important to know that we're moving through a cycle right now that's all about dynamic change. And that has to do with most of these many planets being in these mutable signs. We have Jupiter in Virgo showing us where less is more. Where do we need to simplify? What do we need to get rid of, clean out closets in order to live a more mindful life? How can we be of service better? How can we contribute? Are you doing work you really enjoy? Because Virgo is a worker bee energy, and Virgo wants to contribute and participate and be useful. Then we have, I just spoke about the Sagittarius energy, Saturn in Sag, showing us where we're ready to evolve in our life vision. And then we also have two planets in Pisces, Chiron and Neptune, who have been in these signs for a few years now. I think it's 2011 at least. So these energies are showing us the bigger picture, the bigger spiritual journey, the bigger understanding of why we're here, what we're healing, what you are healing personally on your spiritual journey, but also what you are healing as a contribution to humanity. So there's dynamic change happening in October through the winter, into the spring, and even beyond. And I want to call this out because it helps us setting expectations to know that wherever these energies are showing up for you is where life is changing. It could be, for many of us, it's multiple areas of life. But each planet moves in a different cycle. So the Pisces energy is slow moving. Neptune and Chiron are slow moving. Saturn is also rather slower moving. He's going to be hanging out, you know, for 2 years in one area of your chart to help you solidify it. And then we have Jupiter in Virgo, which is actually which is faster moving. But he's going to go retrograde, and he's going to be in this energy for a year. So we really have a good amount of time here to look at what parts of ourselves need to be adapting, changing, stay flexible, stay open, go with the flow, and not hold on too tight. And that energy really is coming through in September, it did, and then in October as well. Then, now, you know, we're not done with this theme. Then what we add here to the party are the nodes changing. Now, there's the north node and the south node. And these are points in the sky that relate to the moon and to eclipses, and it's a scientific point. And the north node shows us where we are collectively growing, where we are evolving together. And the south node shows us what we're releasing. And this could relate to karma, unconscious patterns, you know, what no longer serves you. And these two points, the north node and the south node, change signs every 18 months. And so in October, they move from Aries Libra into Virgo Pisces, and they move backwards. The nodes always are moving backwards. And so we have them entering, the north node is entering Virgo as the south node enters Pisces. And what's fascinating here is that the nodes enter or change signs on October 11th. So again, it's right around that new moon. Right around that new moon, right around that time of Uranus in Aries opposing the sun and moon in Libra. Okay, same time period. And this change of the north nodes, of the nodes, is going to touch on the eclipse of March 20th. So, whatever came up to your awareness in March 20th. That eclipse was at 29 degrees of Pisces. October brings you new insights about what direction to take. It's like, okay, I've learned or I've understood this for the past 6 months, or I've had new awareness, new understandings, and now I'm going to have a clearer idea of the practical next steps, which is the north node in Virgo. So the middle of October here, we're touching on that eclipse energy from March 20th. And I know that was big for many people, and it was big collectively because it was at 29 degrees of Pisces, the very last sign of the zodiac, the very last degree. So it furthers a completion cycle. Whatever was complete or came to your awareness as being complete in March, now it's really, really complete. And you're going to probably have a new direction for moving forward. So that's a great thing about October, is that it's going to help push you into new experiences and some new things going on in your world that you're ready for. Now, the north node and south node are at this 29 degree point for 2 weeks. So the second half of October is going to have that energy of, you know, new awareness, new understanding, what I'm done with, what no longer serves me. And then it could be in November that it's like, okay, we're really, you know, things are now really jiving and moving forward. So it's good to make these connections between all the different energy cycles. It helps you put things into place and to know, you know, how the energies are working together to support you as you move forward. You know, it could even be that you thought something was going to move forward faster than it did. And now in October, you're finally getting some clarity and understanding about next steps. You're feeling stronger in it. You're feeling just, you know, it's simpler now on some level. And you're ready to move it forward. The other thing to know about the North Node and South Node moving into Virgo and Pisces is that this is the first time they have been here in 19 years. 19 years. So think back to 1996. It's really crazy to say 1996. It's picking up on some of the same areas of growth and lessons of 1996 in terms of, you know, the development of Virgo qualities and the release of lower Pisces qualities. So that means there's a focus here on the higher Virgo qualities of daily routines, being of service, being practical and realistic, how you can improve and take care of your body, even eating habits, nutrition, health, going to the gym. How are you taking care of your physical self? That's important. And then what we're releasing with the lower Pisces energy is we're releasing blame. You know, no one else is responsible for your life except you. We're releasing anything related to being a martyr or self-sacrifice or self-pity. Pisces energy can also be the victim. All of that is ready to go. It can be also a time to take responsibility for if you have been denying or escaping anything in your life. Because the Virgo aspect is saying, well, now you need to take responsibility, make some new choices, and improve that area of your life. Do something about it that is in a practical nature. So we start this energy in October, and it's going to be there for 18 months, a year and a half. So this is another way that we're working with these mutable energies, right? These mutable energies that are all about change and flexibility and improving ourselves and the habits we make that support those changes. So we've got that is a main theme here throughout October. Then we have the sun moves into Scorpio on the 24th, and this is when we tend to get more real, intense. There's a passion, there's a drive, there's an ambition that kicks in when the sun enters Scorpio. And so there's a transition too. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the transition between fall to winter. And that's when the trees drop their leaves so that something can decay and be released to be transformed, right? It's a necessary part of our lives is to let something go, to let it be complete. And that's usually what the Scorpio energy brings in is what's ready to be transformed, what's done. You know, what's the next goal or the next ambition, the next steps on your path that are best for you? And also at this time, on, let's see, it's the 27th actually, October 27th, we have a full moon. It's the Taurus full moon. This is when the moon in Taurus is opposite the sun in Scorpio. And like all full moons, it's two opposite energies. And what we have with a full moon every month is an illumination. Something comes forward to show us a new piece of information, a new realization. It can be so many different things. But with this dynamic duo here, with Scorpio and Taurus, we're looking at money, finances, resources. We're looking at our values. What do I value versus what other people value? We're looking at our commitments. So, for example, in a marriage, you look at your financial commitments together. It's your investments, your mortgage, your debt. How are we spending our money? How am I also supporting what I value in this relationship or in this connection? Are we on the same page? Usually this the Scorpio and Taurus axis relate to how we are loving ourselves in order to love another, and how another person loves themselves and therefore how they're able to love you in return, because we can only love as much as we have love for ourselves. So there's a love relationship dynamic here that comes into play. Now, the Taurus full moon is ruled by Venus, and she is in practical Virgo. So at this full moon on October 27th, there could be a cutting back sense. It's a cutting back of where we spend our money, cutting back what we invest in, again, getting rid of stuff, simplifying. Because Venus in Virgo is pretty practical. She's not rich. She's not a rich chick. But she works for her money, and she's aware of her money, and she wants it to be used in the best possible ways. So towards the end of the month, I do think it's going to be about finances, resources, what's going out, what's coming in, where are there debts that need to be resolved and taken care of, and how are you handling all that? So that's where October goes. That's where our focus will be, I think, is mostly on the financial aspects and how money is a tool that supports you and how are you using that tool. So overall, October is a time of changing, shifting, evaluating. You're looking at relationships. You're looking at which ones are supporting you. It's a check-in period. Where do you need to improve communication in relationships? That's going to be how the month begins, since we have Mercury retrograde. And then as the month progresses, there's, again, the themes of change, adaptability, mutability, what is ready to go so you can bring in something new. So be open to that. Be open to the change. Be open to what is dynamic. The other thing I didn't touch on is that we also have Mars in Virgo in October. So we have Jupiter in Virgo, Venus in Virgo for most of the month, and then Mars in Virgo. So again, it adds that practicality. It adds in that whole theme of these mutable signs dominating right now. It's a great time for starting your new fitness routines or eating habits and looking at how you take care of your body, your nutritional needs, your daily practices. All of that is really big in October. So if ever you were to perhaps, join a gym, don't wait until January to do that. Do it here in October. Start the yoga routine. Go to Pilates. Start running. Whatever you've been thinking about, October is a wonderful time to get those habits in place and to really commit to them. So that's the month ahead, and I hope this gives you some insights and what to focus on and what the best priorities are, and knowing that all of these cycles are working to support you right now with whatever is best for you. So thank you so much for joining me. You can find more episodes of this program on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. On iTunes, you can look under Conscious Cool Chic. And that is where you'll find a library, a full library. There's over 250 episodes that are all for free. So I hope you enjoy those. And as always, thank you for your time. Wonderful to connect with you in this way. And I really wish you the best as October begins. So on that note, I will speak to you soon, my friends. Namaste, and take good care.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.